Far away from tragedy, in quiet place to magic tree, whispering of kingdom seated, deepest seated majesty. Its cavity was hollow, then no borrow of sweet sorrows. Each yesterday it bled today, and still remain tomorrow. She set her singing vespertine to see in the first of spring, to quench her thirst for destiny, to hear the birth of better sing, to pass her lips and print her kiss, to whisper through the thinning mist, its drift was in tinning with her never distant memory. She set her singing vespertine to see in the first of spring, to quench her thirst for destiny, to hear the birth of better sing, to pass her lips and print her kiss, to whisper through the thinning mist, its drift was in tinning with her never distant
luxuriating nature's theme, while tending to a greater need to see the raven gain esteem for each relation. Neighbors seek to be her base, await the sea, for someone had to take the lead. She set her sin courageously to majesty's esteem, with thoroughbred commitment to encouragement and need. See the seas that lie, should they know for release, to suit the thoughts of no quarry. She set her sing in vespertine, believing drawing close. She went to the tomb, kept it near and wrinkled up her nose. With belt on all ten toes, she chose to tiptoe through the roses, and to her pleasure every last one opened in salute. Conviction one dare not refute, that's in her scattered heart of blue. This masterpiece in fact of blue, for one who kicked off socks and shoes, to paddle in the whitest tunes and be an actor, wildest dreams. Wildest dreams. She set her singing vespertine to wine and dine the estuary. Each pair then made the fresh and clean with reinstated zest and pain. The kingdom fame forever queen to set this scene in vespertine. Far away from tragedy, and by the quest of magic tree, whispering of kingdoms deep and deepest seated majesty. Its cavity was hollow, but no borrow, with sweet sorrow, with each yesterday, it led today, but still remain tomorrow. Still remain tomorrow, still remain tomorrow, still remain tomorrow. Singing vespertine to see in the first burst of spring, to quench her thirst for destiny, to hear the birds of better sea, to pass her lips and to hear the whisper through the thinning mist.